Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But what we've learned over this year is that hope is making a comeback. It is making a comeback, and let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change.
You know, that particular statement by Michelle Obama caused so much controversy. I didn't hear it. When it first hit, I was like, cool, I understand. I'm proud of my country many times, but lately, it has not been easy. This last 8 years, I can't think of any other than funding AIDS, medicines in Africa, anything that the Bush administration has done that I've thought was intelligent, wise, or something to be proud of. I really don't. Now, I wouldn't go as far as she said my adult life, but you know, I'm not an African American woman either. So it is, I don't know. It is really, really silly the way the right wing went off. But you know, Sean Hannity is already pounding Barack Obama as if this is his recession. Sorry, Sean Hannity. Sorry, Sean. Actually, Sean actually has moments of brilliance. He thinks that I should have a national show, and I think he's right. But, he kicked his sidekick to the curb, too. Now, I'm wondering, what do you think were the highlights, the lowlights, the best lights, the ones that made you stand up and cheer, the ones that made you want to throw up and jeer and just say, get out? I mean, certainly Dick Cheney saying most anything, certainly lately, torture, fine, we did that, aggregating a lot of power for ourselves, fine, we did that. Rah, rah. I want to take over the world. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you have men like that, you really say, wow, can I listen to Hillary Clinton for a while? Can I listen to Michelle Obama? It'd be really nice to laugh at Sarah Palin for a while. Let me go there. But the woman who may have had the most influence, and I don't know, Garrett, whether you have her sound yet, and if you don't feel bad yet, but I really want to hear Paris Hilton's at the convention, bitches. Because I have to say, my respect for Paris Hilton went from pretty much maybe 0.5% to a healthy 75% to 80% as a result of that particular move. What happened was the John McCain campaign tried to use Paris Hilton as a show for their campaign, and she spoke up and spoke back. I mean, they tried to slam Barack Obama as being a empty suit celebrity by likening him to Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. And she went to a comedy website and cut a video that became a viral wonder. I don't know whether it's, I don't think it got the most hits in 2008, but certainly it was among them. I haven't seen a top 10 list of the most hits for viral 2008, but I'm sure they would include Paris Hilton's wonderful parody of herself, of her celebrity, of being used as a political shill by John McCain for his campaign. And my, oh my, Cindy McCain had to be one of the worst, the worst representatives ever. I mean, the woman wore, what was it, $20 million? I mean, she wore something like $400,000, $500,000 worth of outfits to campaign. Then there was the controversy over buying $150,000 worth of clothes for the erstwhile Palin family. Really, a year filled with images that involved women. There was also a substantial amount of debate whether women can juggle big families and political careers, or even small families like Michelle Obama. And I think absolutely. If one thing we learned this year, even from Sarah Palin, is that women can do multitask wondrously and well, and are the future of our country in many ways. Remember, wherever women do well, so goes the country. I'm hoping for the best for Rwanda now that they have a majority female representation in their legislative body. Now, It's 303-713-7600. My computer is taking a year to load. I'm looking at a CNN article on Palin's screw-ups versus whatever. And again, Katie Couric asking her, well, what do you read? Oh, well, Katie asked me for a list. You know, I read everything. It's like, what? What? You read everything. Well, what do you read? God, can I get back to you? It's like, you look at her and you just go, Sarah, Earth to Sarah. You know, it's not like she hasn't been in politics for a while. I mean, Carolyn Kennedy, again, big influence of women, 2008. She may be the next senator from New York. And should she? Wow. When this first started out, I guess sentimentally, I thought, sure, fine, let Caroline run. She's never, let Carolyn Kennedy run. Caroline Kennedy run. Great, fine, wonderful. Let her do it. I feel it's great. She certainly can raise the dough to be elected senator from New York. She can do all kinds of things. But you know what? The problem is she's not being a very good candidate. Whoever she needs, first of all, here's what you need. If I were your campaign manager or if you're a political advisor, Caroline, this is what I would tell you. Start doing yoga, stretch, liberate your vocal cords, go to a vocal coach because you have a very tight New England style prep school voice. And what you need to do is go loosen it up and talk from your belly. Talk from your belly. Hold your nose when you talk. And if you start talking like this, you know you're doing the wrong thing. If you talk more like this, then you know that you can hold your nose and breathe through your diaphragm, and then you don't have to worry about sounding so nasal, which we all slip into occasionally. It is, women tend to have higher voices. So broaden it, deepen it, and help yourself out, really. The next thing you need to do, Caroline, is brief yourself on every single issue that concerns New Yorker. Make sure you go straight out and apologize for your dismal voting record, and then never, ever, 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 ever vote that negligently ever, 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 ever again. Vote in every single election. I don't care if it's for dog catcher. Go and vote right now, because and apologize, just full stop, say, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know how I thought anything was more important than voting every single time. And then tell the truth, whatever your reason for not contributing to campaigns around the state. Just tell the truth. New Yorkers have a very good BS detector, very good BS detector. Tell them the truth. Just say, look, I didn't want to, or I was so disaffected by politics. Look, I come from a family where assassination has taken some of the best people in our family. I was always very ambivalent about being involved in politics. Boom. Bah. But now I have been awakened. I have been reawakened to the possibility of politics. Boom. Then keep it short and simple. Stick to that message over and over and over again until people's nose and ears want to bleed. And do not let the press jerk you around ever. If they look at you and say, you got to talk, you look at them and say, not if I don't have anything to say on this matter. Thank you very much. When it's time to hear from me, you will in due time. Boom. Let it go. Do not let them rattle you. The New York City press is probably the scariest press corps in the nation, followed second only by perhaps Albany. And Chicago politicians are pretty hefty too. Not that, Denver, Seattle don't have slot, but those guys are like Washington, D.C. They are usually at the top of their games. And also, particularly New York, they'll ask you anything. So it's like just bone up and be expected to be asked anything. Have a regular pithy answer for everything. And take naps. Lots of them. 303-713-7600. That would be my campaign advice to Caroline Kennedy. And bone up on the issues, girl. You really have to. And go out, do the thing. Do the listening tour, just like Hillary did. You're going to have to earn it. Hillary impressed people because she put up and shut up. She shut up. She went out into the countryside of New York City. I mean, no one particularly thought, certainly Moynihan's people were not necessarily pleased that she ran for office, and they didn't want to necessarily help her. Daniel Patrick Moynihan sort of held his nose and went, okay, well, for Hillary. But the reality is she worked her head off. And you know what? Hillary Clinton earns my undying admiration and respect for being such a hard worker. I hope she turns over the reins of management in the State Department to somebody else, quite frankly, who watched the store. She needs a Rahm Emanuel at her back. A true one. Somebody who truly holds her interests above and the country's above all others. 17 past the hour it is. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We're talking about the year in review, special emphasis on women, because I think they had a tremendous impact on the election this year. Certainly we voted in droves and we helped elect who got elected. We are changing the face of America as well as the people who get elected. So Palin power, Obama mania, all of those things are very important to talk about. Let's do that as well.
Oh, Maui. Loves it.
Okay, so here's my energy policy. Barack wants to focus on new technologies to cut foreign oil dependency. And McCain wants offshore drilling. Well, why don't we do a hybrid of both candidates' ideas? We can do limited offshore drilling with strict environmental oversight while creating tax incentives to get Detroit making hybrid and electric cars. That way, the offshore drilling carries us until the new technologies kick in, which will then create new jobs and energy independence.
You know,
energy
knew the
crisis solved.
Energy crisis
debates,
solved.
Bitches.
I'll see you at the debates,
now,
bitches.
Excuse me. I have to go pick out a vice.
I just love her. I really, it's the debates, not the convention. Thank you so much, debates. See you at the debates, bitches. I love her. I think she did a fabulous job. And really, when you think about it, when you hear her energy policy, Paris Hilton was on to something, wasn't she, Jim and Conifer? Welcome to New York, to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Well, happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve to you, too.
Yeah, I love that. I actually just watched that video yesterday.
You know,
you brought it up.
I just really have to see Paris Hilton again and again. I have to go back and see that, and I have to see the first Tina Fey, Amy Poehler parody on Saturday Night Live. Ugh.
Funny stuff.
Yep.
Entertainer of the year. I love that.
Well, and you know what? Paris Hilton really, I thought, handled that with such class and distinction. She could have gone 10 other ways, but she parodied herself. I mean, when that cut we just played, when she goes, Maui, ooh, likes it. She means, where is she going to go shopping next? You know, I mean, she told us the truth about herself and about being used and about all in the same. That was brilliant. I don't know who wrote it for her or whether she wrote it or who wrote it, but she had the good sense to use it, and
yep,
good for her.
It was perfect.
I know.
So, women in 2008 that inspired me. I would be completely remiss if I didn't start with my wife, because today's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So, if Sally's listening, I love you. And next on the list, I have to acknowledge you, because you're definitely one of the voices that speak for me out there. And
oh,
I'm so excited every time you get to be on the radio here in Denver. So,
thank you, Jim and Conifer. I appreciate it.
Very, very cool. And Randy Rhodes, too, of course. She speaks
sure
for me. She gets a little further out there, and she's probably too radical for most of my friends. But I think these times call for some extremism, so I'm not unhappy with her approach.
Hey, more power to more women being on the radio. That's
yeah,
what I say.
Absolutely. What else? Caroline, you were talking about. It's like,
yes.
I agree with everything you said, but I think anybody that underestimates Caroline Kennedy is probably
late to the
shock
party. Day late and a dollar short. Yeah, I think she'll come into her own with politics. I don't think Honey Fitz's jeans lie too far down under the surface,
right,
to tell you the truth. I think probably she's got a little of her dad in her, too.
Yeah,
you know?
No,
and good for her.
Yeah.
A lot of her mother, she's been following a lot in a very much of a Jacqueline Kennedy path as an adulthood, and I think she's coming into her own, and I really like it.
Yep.
I want her to go for it.
Whether or not she gets, gets this position or not, we haven't heard the end of her one way or the
other. I hope so.
So that's pretty cool. Michelle Obama, though, I mean, holy crap.
Oh.
The woman can, you know.
What a woman.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. There's just everything about her works.
Genuine, down-to-earth, great style. That, you know, I don't normally talk about what people wear, generally speaking, but that simple dress that sold out in minutes that she wore on The View, great summer dress, lovely. I mean, she just has a sense of style and attention to detail that I really, really like. But also, she is super whip smart.
Oh, yeah.
and understands the game in a whole new level.
And just regular folk, too.
And regular. That's the other. And her family's history. Her dad getting dressed every morning with MS. I have two people in my family with MS. I certainly can very much relate and empathize with that. And, you know, although I don't see either one of them often enough, I need to add quickly. But I know the pain that they have endured. And I just find her remarkable.
Yep.
And reading about her, have you read his biography and his political book?
Yeah.
He obviously is over the moon about her, too. And,
no question about it.
And should be.
I don't want to get too far out on this, but I'm gonna bring up something that you brought up, too, because I love it when you get all worked up when you were talking about Sandra Day O'Connor a few minutes ago. It's like, I won't even add anything to what you said. The other person that I have to throw into that same heap is Condi. You know, and I know a lot of people have a lot of good things to say about Condi, but
I do not.
In my opinion, you know, in a year when minorities and women both made, you know, had incredible breakthroughs, she kind of did what she could to screw it up for both, as far as I'm concerned. So
I think she's been terrible at handling the Middle East. I think she was a terrible national security advisor. I think she was a terrible Secretary of State. Look, part of freedom is to criticize people when you think they need criticizing, which
right.
is why you shouldn't just automatically jump on the bus and say, Roland Burris, we need another African-American in the Senate.
Right.
Sure we do, but we also need somebody who can get reelected in 2010.
Yeah.
Let's be practical here.
Yeah.
And part of the problem with him is that I don't think he has promised not to run, which gives somebody 2 years behind, you know. Let's support somebody who can actually, and I don't care if he's African-American, Asian-American, Mexican-American, Irish-American, I don't care what the person is. Chances are, if he's a United States citizen, he'll be a mixture and a blend. So, good. Let's get somebody in who can get elected.
Yep, I agree.
So,
as far as the big picture for 08, I guess, and it's almost gotten to be cliche, but I have to say it anyway, the thing that really stands out for me is just the shift from living in a culture of fear to moving into a culture of hope.
Oh, is that
you know,
awesome?
It really is. It's what this whole year has been about for me. You know, I was unfortunately part of the first wave of foreclosures last year, and
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm not going to point any fingers. I'll take responsibility for it. But it's just the only way we're going to get beyond all of this stuff is if we let go of the fear that has been jammed down our throat for the last 8 years and. Get on with our life. You know?
Amen. And the throwing off those shackles. You are absolutely right. You know something I have to say, Jim, no matter, and I've suffered some economic, I got laid off. I keep getting hired and then laid off because, oops, I'm sorry, we went one, two, we can't hire you. We thought we had money in the budget. Oops, we don't. Oh, my funds in Canada were frozen. I have to lay you off. And it's like, okay. But you know what? I think I stand up straighter now. I was noticing the other day, and it's not only because I do what my family calls Stretchy Lady, which is this fabulous woman called Miranda Esmond White, who has ClassicalStretch.com, great exercise program. But I stand up straighter. I feel better. I even though we're in scary, scary times, and you know, I work, and then I have to go back on unemployment, and then I work, and but. I have to say, I have more hope for our country than I have had in a very long time. And it feels really good, even though we're facing some of the worst problems imaginable.
Yeah, not just here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my Google front page. I have Politico, NYT, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, BBC. I don't even have to scroll down half the page and you want to open a vein, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I keep remembering, we have new leadership. This is a new era. We will figure this out.
Less than 3 weeks.
Less
I guess
than
it's about three
weeks. Yee-haw. Actually, 21 days.
21 days right now.
Yes, sir. 3 weeks from today.
I'm sure you already have plans, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway. We are having an inauguration party up in Conifer Aspen Park on that evening.
Oh.
And you're invited.
Well, Thank you very much. If I'm in town, I would be delighted. So thank you. Thank you very much. That's a very sweet invitation. I don't know whether I'll be in Colorado then, but I would very much like to celebrate with anybody and everybody about the inauguration. And the only thing that would deter me from that would be getting a job somewhere where I had to go work and maybe cover the inaugural.
And we hope, we hope for that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's at a really cool restaurant. Should I say the name?
Sure.
It's at Ravens.
Ravens?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's right in the, you know, kind of the center of Aspen Park. So
Aspen Park.
We all gathered there for the
election.
Election, and like you, we were all just in tears.
I was at my rabbi's house, and you know what? We were in tears. There was about 30 people there. I don't think I saw a dry eye in the house. It was stunning. We were all just, and it was relief and joy and. You know, as you said, we move from a culture of fear to hope, and it's just astounding.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your call, Jim. Have a lovely 2009.
You too.
All right.
Good to finally talk to you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. What a great note to go on traffic with. Please join us. Celebrate. Kick to the curb whoever you choose. We're celebrating the influence of women in 2008 on our electoral politics and on our lives. From Paris Hilton to Sarah Palin to the sublime Hillary Clinton. 3-0, who's going to be our new Secretary of State. Competence is back at Foggy Bottom. 303-713-7600. That's the other thing we moved from. We moved from incompetent, inept, malfeasance, malevolence to hope, prosperity, success, and competence. And there are smart people back in Washington with their hands at the levers of power. Hurrah!
Not just because Barack has done well.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. I think that was that Mrs. Obama? Was that Michelle Obama? She sort of got interrupted. Whoop! A computer. Okay, that was Garrett Bishop, by the way. Happy New Year, Garrett. Have a happy New Year tonight. He doesn't have to. I don't know whether he's working tomorrow early, but I am. So I'm not going to be up at midnight. I'm not going to be watching Anderson Cooper and Kathy Lee, you know, Griffin talking about Happy New Year. I'm going to be sleeping, I hope. I might listen. You know, I woke up this morning to hearing New Zealand celebrate their New Year, and I sort of feel like I had my fireworks. New Zealand, woo! I actually had a roommate once in New York who lived in New Zealand named Chen, and he actually works now at Warner Chappell Music. Actually, I think he's a mucky. Victor in Fort Collins, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Did Victor go away? Victor, shame on you. He wanted to... certainly mentioned one of Obama's daughters as being one of the women of the year. And I agree with him. Those children are so cute. They are just Sasha and Malia Obama are two of the cutest children, I think. Anyway, and it's going to be fun watching them grow up, isn't it? I can't. And we're all on tenterhooks. What kind of a dog? I feel like, although I have a bone to pick with Barack Obama, I'm not going to criticize. I'm sort of like Ed Schultz. I may criticize him here or there, but at the beginning, I'm a big fan. I am so glad. I was a delegate. I am so glad he is in the White House. I still skip around my house thinking about it. I skip everywhere thinking about it. What the heck? So the reality, I'd skip in my chair if I could figure out how. But I really think their dog is going to be such a fascination for folks. And I almost, when he said about a little girly dog or something, I almost sent him a picture of Pedro. Say, hey, you know what? Pedro may be small, but he is mighty. He weighs 12 pounds, but he is a hypoallergenic dog. He's a silky terrier. He's great. He's funny. He's smart. He's terrific at protecting me. He's very protective. You stand across my street, and he barks at you. And he doesn't have one of those yippy barks either. Is he a lap dog? I wouldn't call him that. He doesn't necessarily like sitting in my lap, although sometimes when I'm working on the computer, I can zip him up in my... jacket so that he can sort of sleep sitting up, but he loves to curl up at you know wherever I am, and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he has the most amazing sense of when I need to play, even if I don't want to. You know, sometimes I'll wake. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer when I first wake up. I'm sort of like, is this the planet Earth? Am I alive? Why am I here again? Can somebody remind me? And my dreams are so powerful and so real that sometimes I wake up and don't know what planet. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? Am I here? Okay, yes. I'm in this time period. I have dreams, very odd, but anyway, we won't go there. But I have very vivid dreams, and sometimes they involve other times, other places, future, past. They're just quite lively. But sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, wow. And he's always, okay, I'm doing downward facing dog now. I'm awake. Let's play. And I'm like, oh, what, are you kidding me? Play. He won't do it until I've had it. He's interesting because he will not do it until I've had a cup of coffee. But then he'll toss balls in the air or his toys in the air. And he's like, want to play? Want to play? And he'll throw something against my leg. Want to play? Want to play? And it's like, oh. Yes. And then I play and I'm awake and I'm laughing and he's a treasure. If you don't have a dog now, you should get one if you can have one where you live. You should get one. Whether it's the White House or your house, you should have a dog. They are the best. They really are. I am besotted with my dog in case you couldn't tell. We're about to go through our fourth New Year together. I just got him some really cool round rawhide bones, which are his favorite, and I don't tell him. I'm buying him a new halter. These vest harness makes these really good halters for dogs, even big dogs. And you can clip them into safety belts in the car. It's got a little pouch on the back of the vest harness. And I love Mud Bay Granary Dog Store up here in the Pacific Northwest. They're a great dog store. But they only carry black and pink. And, you know, Pedro's tired of the black. So you know this. I want to get him royal blue in honor of the election. Blue power. So I'm going to get him a blue new vest harness for his New Year present and belated Hanukkah present. It's 303-713-7600. I want some advice if anybody's listening who has dogs. Do you buy dog booties? In this last snow, I was actually walking Pedro, and he was having kind of a tough time walking on, particularly the crusty, icy patches. His nails are too long. I finally got one of those pet things that you cut their nails with an emery board that revolves around a motor. I got one of those, and actually, he doesn't mind it. I held it up to his head, and he likes it better than the clippers, let's put it that way. It's not a chore either one of us really loves. So his nails are a little long, and I left them deliberately a little long so that he could sort of claw his way through the snow. But, you know, it's interesting because somebody saw me, and they're from Alaska, and they said, you know, you should buy your dog booties. And I'm like, aren't booties kind of dumb? I mean, I'm sappy enough to allow my dog to wear a coat. I know. Hey, I don't give him the coats. My listeners and my friends give him. My sister gives him a coat. I don't give him a coat. I did finally manage to knit him one. I'm sorry, repeat that. I did not hear you. Victor's back. Hi, Victor. Welcome from Fort Collins. Thanks for calling back. Good morning.
Hi. Am I connected?
You are. Hello.
Okay. Hi. I'd like to add two names to the list that...
Of great females in 2008?
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe not so much in 2008, but certainly
anytime.
In the future. Yeah, and that's... Barack Obama's daughters.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah, you can tell they're pretty smart.
Sasha and Malia? Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're going to let him get away with too much.
The three of them? Listen, growing up with those three women in the house, I don't worry about him getting too big of a head.
Yeah. Everybody's speculating already. But I don't think they're going to let him get away with too much.
No.
I think they're going to have a... incredible amount of feedback, and they're just getting to the point now where they'll be becoming very savvy politically too.
I'm kind of sad about that to a certain extent, but yeah, probably. You're probably right. And you know what? I hope they're protected, too. I think the Obamas are going to try their best that those girls will have a normal upbringing. Like, I mean, Michelle Obama has announced that they're going to make their own beds, and they're going to, you know, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
But I think that's good. I think they should. I think they should grow up normally. I think they should do chores. I think that is part of childhood and should be. That's right.
On the other hand, you can't have democracy without an educated electorate, and I think those have the girls have the best shot about of being, you know, like I say, really savvy.
Well, I think they do too, and I think also, hey, who knows? Maybe a future president is going to grow up in the White House as we speak. But I think that the nation needs some hope. We need some hope, and it does not hurt to have an attractive young family live in the White House. It really doesn't. I mean, Barack Obama is among the youngest presidents we have ever had, and I think it'll be wonderful. I really think having Hope back in the White House, having an attractive, gorgeous family that enjoys each other and has a good time will be a very lovely family to watch. I was going to say spectacle, but I don't want to reduce it to that because it's not about that. It's about inspiration, and it's about innovation. It's about showing a better way to be. And I think I like that about him, a lot. I know I like that about him a lot. He inspires me to try to be a better person.
Yeah.
And I haven't felt that way about a president that I'm conscious of ever.
Yeah. Well,
not ever.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, those little girls give me hope, on top of everything else.
Well, they're lively and they're cute. That sign of them at the convention in Colorado of the girl saying hi to his image, and yeah, I know you're laughing. It was so cute. Hi,
so
Daddy.
Cute.
You know, and it just that was so genuine and so honest and so lovely. It was just remarkable to see. And again,
where are you? And he didn't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the campaign trail. I don't know what my name is anymore. Yeah, there's so many images. The speech I mentioned yesterday, the speech he gave in Manassas, you know, standing on one of the bloodiest battlefields next to one of the bloodiest battlefields of the Civil War, a black man in his 40s speaking about hope, having been somber by the death of his white grandmother, you know, and just watching that entire, the meaning and the substance that's behind most every move that's happened this year, whether you were watching Hillary Clinton give a landmark speech or Barack Obama, or even Sarah Palin in her own way, because the Republicans finally admitted that women are people too and let them, you know, have a shot anyway. I think most of it was for show and it was very cynical, but on the other hand, she's broken a barrier and good for her.
Got the attention of a lot of women, that's for sure.
She did, and I was one who did not like her. Thank you.
But
she also hates. A lot of people showed up because they did like her. There were a lot of people who said they were going to, you know, go for her just because she's a woman.
She got the attention of a lot of men, too.
Yeah, but not for the reasons that you would want to vote for someone necessarily.
Yeah,
I mean, I admire Obama's pectorals as much as any girl. But on the other hand, I voted for him because of the content of his character and his political beliefs, not because he has a gorgeous chest. Thank you. So now that we've all been able to see that because of a picture of him in his swimming trunks in Hawaii, right? So
when's the last time we had a really, really fit president?
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Clinton wasn't too bad. He kept himself and Jimmy Carter, he kept himself in shape.
Well, George W. Bush is fit. He's just clumsy. Not fit mentally, I wouldn't say, but yeah, there you go, you know. I mean, in the sense of, never mind, let's not talk about him anymore, shall we?
Hey, could I ask your opinion of another
please.
Another thing?
Sure.
Why don't we start calling these terrorists what they are, and that is cowards?
Mean the ones in Gaza?
Anywhere. That blow up their own people, children.
No, I know. They are powerless people taking desperate measures, and I agree with you. The way they go about it is cowardly. Absolutely.
I just think if we just beat that into the lexicon, that maybe they'd get it. I don't know.
I don't know what it's going to take.
It sure makes me feel good, better.
All right. Well, thank you, Victor, for your call. Have a happy new year.
Thanks, you too.
You bet. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm not going to go out partying tonight, by the way, 48 past the hour. I'm going to stay in with Pedro. We're going to have black eyed peas. I might make my homemade tamales. I might do that. I'm going to use some polenta, put some filling in, then put some sort of topping on. I think I'm going to put sort of steam them, but then I'm going to let them crust up a little bit on the top. If anybody has any suggestions, I'm happy to have another tamale recipe. I think I'm just going to try and make it up. Wish me luck. 48 past the hour. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Special shout out to my brother-in-law, Steve. Happy New Year, everyone, and have a lovely, prosperous, healthy New Year. I'll be right back after this break, and then I'll see you in 2009. How exciting.
Could you imagine if Rocky Balboa had gotten halfway up those art museum stairs and said, well, I guess that's about far enough? That's not the way it works.
Thanks, Hillary Rodham Clinton, for helping bring change to America. And thanks to you, too. I'm blanking on your name, singer, who I like a lot, who Sheryl Crow. That's it. Thank you, Garrett. I'm Aaron Hart. Thanks to Garrett Bishop back in the studio. Thanks to Dave Krieger, columnist of the Rocky Mountain News, and to Jennifer Koken of the Denver Dems for joining us. And thanks to you, too, Candyman, for taking me to task for not mentioning your candidate for senator. Whoever becomes senator, have a happy New Year. And while I'm about saying Happy New Year, just let me say, from sea to shining sea, I have family all over the world. And Happy New Year to everybody from here to San Carlos de Bariloche, to Mumbai, to the other coast of India, and down to all the way to Antarctica. Happy New Year to all of you. I don't know how many of you can hear my voice, but Happy New Year. I love you all. South Carolina, I've got family everywhere. And love you all. Iowa, wow. We are blessed. 2:53. I'm Aaron Hart. I'm actually 2:53. I'm reading the clock without the hour. It's not 2 o'clock. In case you feel like you've already run off the road on New Year's, it's actually 54 past the hour. Sonia in Castle Rock, welcome. Thank you for joining us. My clock's broken, so I can't set it to the Denver time. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. You asked for comments about putting boots on your dog.
Yes.
Yes, please do, because some people, they put out this chemical to melt the ice on the sidewalks.
Oh.
And those little pads on the paws, they are, you know, that skin, it's not protected.
So it could burn their little feet?
Well, you know, it is, yeah.
Oh,
it
dear.
Is a chemical, you know, and well, you know, I wouldn't want to walk on my hands.
No, I put a little salt on my driveway, although here the mayor refused and only put sand down, which
uh-huh.
made a lot of people really mad. But I think he also used de-icing liquid. So you know what? In addition to his new harness, I will get him some booties, Sonia.
Please do, and make sure that the color matches the harness.
What a good idea!
I'm full of them.
Listen, I thought about you the other day. I still have not gotten my can opener yet because of the snow and various other reasons, but I'm busy pricing them around. I haven't made it to Bed Bath & Beyond yet, but I'm looking around, and I'm really, I thought of you the other day. I threw my scissors into the dishwasher, and I went, oh I wonder if Sonia's throwing her scissors into the dishwasher now.
No, well, like the comment about the throwing the can opener into the dishwasher is that it keeps the cutting wheel and everything moving smoothly because there's no accumulation of any crud inside, you know, where you can't see it.
Yeah, I personally like a crud-free kitchen myself. You know what show I cannot watch? Do you know that show on BBC America where they go, How Clean Is Your House? Have you ever seen that show?
No, I'm afraid of.
Oh, Sonia, I'm not the need. Look. I tend
I
to do
heard something about that the keyboard to your computer is dirtier than your bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Please yeah, well, people go to the bathroom and they don't wash their hands and they go back to the keyboard.
Oh!
You know, I heard that someplace. That,
oh, now I want to wash my hands. Oh, oh, oh. See,
your house, you can control it. I think this was
yes.
more in offices.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a clean or a neat freak, but I have to say every time this show comes on, I freak out and have to change the channel because these people live in such squalor. It's like really frightening. It's like that people would let their house get that messy. I just cringe and have to go away, run away, immediately away. But I will get booties for my dog and definitely matching. Ooh, matching royal blue.
Yeah,
I like it already.
Let Pedro be stylish.
Yes, well, Pedro is a styling hand. I swear, he knows he looks handsome. My sister sent him a new little red slicker that has a little hood, which, of course, he hates because he has, you know, kind of bad ears, and he doesn't like to have a hood on his head. But he looks so handsome. And there's this way that he kind of stands up straighter and struts when he has a nice coat on. He's really funny.
Yeah, oh, they are funny.
I love dogs. Did you read about the guy, our firefighter in Denver, who rescued the Charlie Brown, the dog, from the frozen pond?
Was this in the paper today?
Yeah.
I haven't gone through the paper yet. I've been busy listening to AM 760.
See, now that's very smart of you. What a good idea, Sonia. That's a great recommendation for everyone to do in 2009.
Yes, and after you're off the air, then I can pick up my paper and read.
Well, thank you. Enjoy that story, then. I'm Erin Hart. Thank you all very much. I really want to thank each and every one of you for making my year a better one. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to fill in Colorado. I really enjoy talking to you, very much so. And join the mailing list, erinhartshow.com. Have a great new year. Be safe. Be well. Don't drink too much. Despite of my joking, I don't drink anymore. So I was making a joke about having a drinking game about the Broncos. But enjoy listening to the press conference and have a good, safe New Year's Eve. I'll see you right back here tomorrow, 2009, on the J. Marvin Show, Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM 1090. AM 760 from all of us here. Happy New Year!